Today we will read from the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 9. Again, our passage is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 9. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, or greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him, and even though you do not see Him, now you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The title is The Living Hope, and the key verse is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. If Christ has not been raised, your preaching, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Let's all read together this one verse, key verse. If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. And now, I'd like to invite our pastor to come to share the message with the title, The Living Hope. Happy Easter. We are thankful for the Lord, as well as we thank you for all of you who use the time to come and worship with us. I'd like to welcome those who worship from home through live stream. And the title again is The Living Hope. And the key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. There's a story about a teenager, and was happy to tell his friend, I have come to church, I have prayed and accepted Christ, and have been saved. And another friend asked him, how do you know that you are saved? Do you see God appear to you and talk to you? And this teenager shook his head. He does not know how to explain his salvation. And one day, when they were talking, and the teenager asked, what did you do yesterday? I was fishing yesterday. Did you catch any fish? And so he said, yes. And the teenager, how did you know that the fish was captured by your fish pole? But I know that the fishing on the string is had some movement, and the teenager, yeah, so the same way, I know I'm saved because my heart is moved. Dear congregation, today we commemorate, celebrate the resurrection of Christ. There is no religion on this earth has the concern that the leader of that religion die and resurrect again. And death is come to all of us, and we accept death for ourselves. However, Christianity is the only religion that we commemorate the resurrection of Christ. However, when we celebrate Easter like this, it's not like a commemoration of some holiday, like Martin Luther King, who is a black that fight for the social justice of this country. It's not like any special holiday, like of a nation, like Independence Day. So Independence Day marked the change of the independence of that country. So man does not create the holiday of Easter, but it is a fact in history. When the believers commemorate the Easter, it's not we celebrate for the Lord, but we celebrate it for ourselves. Easter is for ourselves. Why? Because the fact that Christ resurrected from the dead is for the Christian who put faith in him. And so, when all of us come to celebrate Easter, to celebrate a memory, when that memory remember the changed life that has been given by Christ. I use the scripture on 1 Peter 1:3-9. This is the passage talking about the experience has been changed by the Apostle Peter. There are three things through this passage that we can share together. The first thing is that hope is our inheritance. And in the portion 1:3 said, praise be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The believers has the experience, one thing that the scripture said, born again. The born again of a Christian is not for any other creation other than man. God created man and the rest. Only God can give us rebirth to the human who put the faith in him. There is a difference from the first creation to the rebirth that Christ has given to his believers. In the beginning, God created from nothing to bring into existence this world. By his word, everything came into existence like we have today, from the heavenly bodies into the creation of this world. However, rebirth is God has restored the value of the original creation in the beginning. In the beginning, the human has been created and alive according to the law and his word, the word of God. When God created the heaven and earth, a tree or anything like in it, it came from the dust. And each one has an environment. The tree has the environment to survive. Without this environment, the trees will die. The same way with the fish in the sea. The fish need the environment of the sea to survive. It needs an environment. And when God created human, he created according to his image. And so the environment to survive is God himself. When man departed, disobeyed from God, he lost his surviving environment. God created Adam and Eve. They departed. They committed sin against the Lord, Adam and Eve. The story of the creation has been very familiar with all of us and how Adam and Eve has disobeyed God's command. And that has led this whole world to fall into sin. And we are now apart, far away from God. So God must have a plan to change this sinful condition of this creation to come back to the Lord. And that is God sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for us that we are worthy to bear. And because of that paying for the price, the people can be restored. Whoever put the faith in Christ can have rebirth. Though if we do not believe or put faith, that salvation is not in effect for that person. So the rebirth of the believers that is a rebirth is full of living hope. The Christian can receive the hope in the fact that God has changed the life of the believers, and the one who rebirth has the living hope. And this is the real hope that their life has changed. That is, Christ has been resurrected to give hope. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, will also live. When we committed sin, we are dead with the Lord. And so Jesus was resurrected the believers, and from that we receive the relationship with Christ to continue living and see, I am the resurrection and the life. And so only those who put faith in this life can experience the relationship with Jesus Christ and the living hope that Christ has given them. We have a parade magazine. There is a story about a school in New York with the name East Harlem. And at this school, they drop out of school a lot based on a different condition, like the parents are divorced or they would feel that they are in a poor family and they do not want to bully. They want to see how they can change the condition of the student. So he invited a beneficiary named Eugene Lang, a millionaire, to talk to the student. And this millionaire came to talk. He did not know what to tell the student. He's the rich person, came into the school with all the poor students there. What can they say? He said to the student, how could he encourage the student not to drop out? Because the thought is, you are the rich person, and now I'm a poor student. How can you understand my condition? And finally, Mr. Eugene Lam encouraged him like that. If anyone continue to study and complete the high school, and when you go into college, then I will pay all your expenses for college. Only that promise. And the student has that, who has listened to this million, and they have said that 90% of the students have completed the high school and go on to college. Because only one promise. Only one promise. That it became a motivation to motivate the student to complete their study and went into college. The Lord has done more than what this millionaire can do. God gave a very sure promise, more certain than the promise of that millionaire. Eugene Lang has told the student, whenever you go to college, then I will pay for your expense. That means you have to complete your study, the high school, then you can claim my promise. But Jesus has promised life to the believers, and that believer received that promise right now. Believe in Christ to have life is not something that when we die, we will receive, but it is that I will receive it right now. Because the scripture said, in Christ, that person has become changed into a new creation. Because of change, that they can experience the life Christ given them. So, because of the promise of Jesus Christ, many lives have been changed. Many have been a desperate life, now have life. The many have lived in hatred, now they have love. Many have lived in a sad life, their life happy life. There are many lives were useless, but when they believe in Christ, they are useful to others. So the home in the faith of the believers has changed the life of that believer. And so it became a living hope in that person. Peter said, He has given us new birth into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. The inheritance not perishable. When we hear about inheritance, we think about houses, cars, about land. If inheritance is only those that we can see, you do not need Jesus Christ. We can build our own inheritance in the house of the car, but here Peter said, this inheritance is something that we have by our hands, but it is, we receive the Christ, resurrected Christ, who has Christ. That person has everything in Christ, but once he does not have Christ, he does not have anything to do with Christ. And in Jesus, when we put faith in Him, can experience what? Experience the peace. Though life full of difficulties, when the believer puts faith, they have inner peace. The Christian can receive joy, though they are poor or having difficulties in life. They will be joyful. The believers know for certain that we are saved because it is guaranteed by Jesus Christ because He has resurrected. Believers in Christ receive the Holy Spirit in their heart to lead their life. The believers have the ability to overcome the power of the devil, the temptation of the Satan. And because that is the inheritance that could not perish, could not fail for those who believe in Christ. And Peter said, this is Peter said in his passage, this is the inheritance that could not be failed, could not be destroyed by outside forces. For the peace of Ukraine has been attacked by Russia. There are so many men. This is the attack from the outside of Ukraine. But the inheritance that we receive here is inheritance that would not be destroyed. That means there is not the outside from can destroy that inheritance that we are receiving today. Peter also said this could not be broken or destroyed. Or it is from the inside. For example, we have a house. 20, 30 years old, that house will deteriorate because of the, when we buy a car, the car can be old and certain things can be falling apart. The engine is so old, it could not be performed and it become old. A believer's could not be destroyed from the inside because the believer in Christ receive the life of Christ in there. God has prepared for us a plan that if Jesus must die for the sin of the world and resurrected to have the believers can also be resurrected. God has completed the salvation plan in Christ. Whether we receive life or not, depending on our choice. The key verse said, if Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. The faith of all of us here is useless if Christ had not been risen. This is the reason we celebrate Easter. We celebrate Easter is that in this world, we could not find anybody like Christ. The gate of hell could not destroy them because Christ has overcome. He has victory. Praise the one who has been resurrected because of the grace I have been saved from sin. He is alive so that we can have peace. Praise the living Christ, the resurrected Christ. This is a proof that Christ is alive, that we will sing to praise His name. I'd like for you to listen to our choir to praise. Praise the one who has been resurrected. That is the living hope that Jesus Christ has given to the believers. We thank the Lord. We bless the Lord who resurrected, because the Christ, resurrected Christ, left an inheritance. The second point we want to share with you is that the believers will have assurance of the living hope. So in verse 5, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Peter noticed that salvation has been assured by the Lord, those who are believers, and that is the power of the resurrection, dear congregation. If we have money, we have to choose a bank to put our money in there. And if we want to be guided to have a job, we need maybe a counselor. If we need sick, we need a knowledgeable doctor to heal us. God has the wisdom and the integrity and power to save a sinner, and that sinner became a saint. So our inheritance has been assured. He will keep us from the judgment of God. We have been promised. Who believes in the Son of Christ will have everlasting. Who does not believe in Christ will not see the everlasting. But the anger of the Lord is still upon that person. That is something that will be certain that we could not avoid. And the scripture, there is no judgment on anyone who believes in Christ. Thanks be to God. If you put your faith in Christ, you will not face judgment. The second part, that God will protect the believers from the power of the devil, the influence of sin. That is because He is in the believer from resurrection. The Christ give life to those who put beliefs in Him. So the believer will not live with the nature of sinful nature before, but with the nature of Christ inside. And so the Lord will give, and Jesus said, I will be with you until the end. Christ assured us that because of Christ living inside the believer, that person can overcome the power of darkness. You and I put faith in Christ. That is the condition so that we can experience salvation, because that's a requirement of God. God does not ask you to have money to be saved. God does not ask you to do something good, great, to be saved. God requires faith. Faith is the way for us to experience salvation, and that is the grace of God given to man. When I say grace, that means it's a giving by God. By God, not by humans. God is one who examines our heart, and that belief in the heart, is it according to scripture? One can go to the church and may not be a Christian at all, because that faith is not the right faith. The Lord will see our faith. Is it worthy? Because it has to do with the relationship with the Jesus that God sent to earth. Faith can be assured because of the living hope that in Christ that we have. your congregation when I was a young kid and I was poor, and there are many games that I like to play with, like marbles. So many of us know what a game of marbles like, or use the top of some beer can, a beer bottle, and to play those games. But one of the most favorite game of mine is to play with a kite. And so I have the ability to build a kite that can fly very high. And so I was able to make kite to fly higher than my friend's kite. So when with the roll of the string, so I has used many rolls of string, more than 1 or 2,000 meters long. And so my kite has a tail that like 4 meters, it's moving. But with the wind, I can make the kite fly very high. And so when it was so high, the tail is just like very tiny up there. It's very difficult to recognize my kite when it's so high up above the sky. So when I want to retrieve the kite, I have to do it slowly. I couldn't do it fast enough because the wind blows really high up there. And if we try to roll in too fast, the string may break. It took me an hour and a half or more to bring the kite back. In the town that I live in, there was plenty of rain in the summer, even at noontime. And when the rain clouds, I could not roll my kite in fast enough. And instead of rolling it in, I let the string go so that the kite can rise above the rain clouds. And I took that roll of string that with the kite up into my second floor with the window there, and I tie the roll of string there in that window pane. It was raining outside very hard, and I keep feeling the string to see if the kite is there. When I can feel the pressure in the string that is taut, I know that the sky is there now. And then I was rebuked by my mother. Why are you flying a kite in the rain like that? But I know in my heart that my kite is still there. If my kite was not there, I can feel the string that is very loose. But when the kite was still there, we can pull on the string. And I did. And you can feel the tautness in the string. And after the rain is over, or the next day in the morning, then I can now retrieve the kite slowly. I know that the kite is still there because the toughness of the string. The life of a believer has been promised. God will keep the life of the believers, and the assurance of keeping the life in the end, in the day that Jesus will return to end this world, or the end of the world, that day, the return of Christ, the second return, then God will keep us alive in the life of Christ until then. How do I know for sure of that? Because my faith is connecting me with the Lord. And because that faith, I can feel the toughness, the relationship between myself and the Lord. And so, if there is no relationship with the Lord, there is no experience in a believer. A believer will experience that the resurrected Christ, it is a fact and has been confirmed by many critics. Jesus appeared to many eyewitnesses after the event. And so he appeared to more than 500 followers of Christ. God changed the life of the believers. It's true. Many lives, when put the faith in Christ, has been change, so that the event that God will return will be a fact to bring the assurance of life to the believers. If Christ did not resurrect us from the dead, our faith will be in vain. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Jesus Christ defeated death. He resurrected in glorious victory. And He is the Savior. The life will be meaningful with a purpose that God has given. God gave a happy attitude and heart to those who receive Him. I'd like to invite you one more time to be one heart with the choir to praise the Lord in the song, Jesus Overcome Death. It's the title of the next hymn. We give thanks to the Lord because we have in the resurrected Christ, we have the inheritance of the hope living hope. In Christ, we have the assurance of the living hope. And the third point is that joy in the living hope. Peter said, be joyful. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had a suffer grief in all kinds of times. These had to come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. How do the believers have joy in the promise of Christ? The believers do not live with imaginary in reality. The believers are connected to the life that they carry out each day. If a sick, someone is sick, the Christian is also sick. If there's rain and shine, sunshine out there, the Christian also have the same condition. The Christians can overcome any of the challenges of life that come to the common life. But the believers have joy because it has the Christ promise, because that joy is coming from Christ, given by the living Christ. They overcome all the struggles and challenges of life. The believers also die, but the burial of a Christian is not for mourning, because we know that the destination of the Christian is heaven. For example, if you think about when you were in Vietnam and somebody of your relatives went to the U.S., would you be sad about that? No. You know that they will have a better life in the United States than in Vietnam. Similarly, the Christians, when they die, they will go to a place that with the presence of Jesus there. And so we are promised with the joy to have that everlasting life. As the common man struggle with life, Christian also struggle with life. The common man faces sickness, so do the Christians. The common man faces death, so do the Christians. Even the Christian can be persecuted more than the common man because of the faith in Christ usually is persecuted and laughed at. And so the believers has the assurance, and that is the joy in this living hope that overcome the struggles of life because of that joy. And Peter said that faith is better, precious, more precious than gold. Though a faith will face difficulties, but the faith is being tested in life. Why is pressure? Well, gold is pressure because it's been refined in fire, so that all the dirtiness of the gold has been thrown away. The more refined the gold is, the more precious it is. A son of Christ has gone through difficult in life, who caused them to have praise in the heart. And they will be honored in the day of Jesus Christ. This is a goldsmith to trying to melt all the gold, and a friend asking. So this goldsmith is trying to purify the gold by melting the gold, and a friend asking, when do you know that the gold is pure? And the goldsmith said, whenever I can see myself reflected in the gold in there, then I know it is pure gold. Dear congregation, maybe we do not understand yet, but this is Jesus is using the difficulties in the life of a Christian to refine the faith of that person, so that person can be more like Jesus Christ until the return of the of Jesus Christ. What God has done for the believer is that God will cause the believers to be more like Jesus, so that God will see His image in the believers. That is the nature of Christ in the heart and mind of the believers. We cannot see the Lord. How can we love the Lord? But Peter said, you love Christ even though you haven't seen Him. You believe in Him, though right now you do not see Him. But you are full of joy. You have received the result of your faith, the salvation of your soul. This congregation, what Christ has done for the believers is that the soul of that person has been assured of eternal life. So a believer will not face the anger, greediness of the wrath of God. And any believers belong to the God. While we are yet in this body, or when that person of the believers die, and the soul will be kept in God until the second coming of Christ to end this world. And all the believers, all those put faith in Christ, will be resurrected to be with God forever at the place called heaven, a place where Christ will be present everlasting. Anybody who does not have faith in Christ, it will be resurrected, but in a place where the absence of God, suffering there, and that's called hell by the scripture. And each one of us has a choice to make. So we do not celebrate a holiday, but we think about the event, and that event has to do with the believers. Have I been changed by the resurrected of Christ or not? I hope that in this season of Easter, for the Passion of Christ last Sunday, and then celebrating the resurrected Christ, if you do not have Christ, think about the destination that you will face. There is no religion in the world can change the person, even the gospel, even the evangelical religion does not change a person. Only Jesus can do that. The power of the resurrected Christ. Christ had died for us. Our faith is like receiving grace from the Lord, and the Lord will gladly give that to us. As a atheist has met a iron smith, and this metallurgist has lived. We lived in Christ for the past only 6 months, and so a friend observed him that from time you believe in Christ, your life is more miserable. Your business has more difficulties than before. Is it because the result of your believing in Christ and come to the church. And this metallurgist said, look at what my work here. Look at the frame of this horse carriage. Can you see the irons that I have made? I have been using building a frame of this carriage that they ordered me to do, the client ordered me to do. I have to heat the iron up, and then I put it in the cold water to make it harder. And then I reheat it in the fire again, and then put it in the cold water again and again. And that cycle keep repeating to make the iron harder. And if some iron in there is so brittle, I will have to throw it away. And so he showed a pile of scrap there. Do you see this pile? All those iron is not worth anything because it is useless. It's so brittle, I could not use it. And it could not withstand the refinement that I have done for the cycle of heating and cooling. That. So I have thrown away as scrap. It's not worth anything. But with these, the frame, I can sell it with a heavy, large price. When I put faith in Christ, Christ has put me in the challenges because he has changed my life, not just that I enjoy this life here and then ending, but more than that, my life has been a valuable life for my God and also to serve my fellow men. He is still an ironsmith, but his life has changed. The attitude of his life has changed. And so putting faith, we can still be students. We can be engineers. We can still be the nail salon worker. But the attitude of our life has changed. The way of life has been changed for the believer. Why? Because of this resurrected Christ. I hope that all of you will experience this changed life. May God bless you. I'd like to invite you to come and we will read together the key verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15:14. Let's all read. If Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Let's pray. We thank you, Jesus Christ, because you have been resurrected. That event has changed the destination of billions of people on this earth when those put faith in you. Many lives are worse in sadness. Now it's become joy. Many lives of ours has been meaningless, but now is full of meaning. Many lives are in hatred condition, but now full of love. Many lives has been in hopelessness, but now is full of hope. We thank you, Jesus, because you have been resurrected so that we can have an inheritance, a living hope. We thank you, Christ, because you have assured us of this living. We thank you because of this resurrection that you give us joy in this living hope. We pray that you protect all the beliefs here. Keep the same faith until the end, until the day we see our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for our friends that have come to participate in this celebration. Not just to celebrate Halloween, but understand the meaning of the resurrected Christ. We pray for everyone can also experience a changed life in Christ. We lift everyone into your hand in the rest of our life. May your eyes continue to watch over us and cause our change in our life. We thank you, God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.